This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the fold at 7 after the hour are the members of the DJV clan, including me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all here purposefully to look at the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as an ancillary piece to the official countdown show. The ladies and me from the DJV program every week at this time go through the charts with our comments and thoughts based on what we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. So if you don't hear the program on your station for whatever the reason, you catch it on the DJV podcasts or our place in the sun, if you will. The full show you can hear at djvshow.com. And you can get the charts at djvshow.com and talkers.com. And because everything is so heavily weighted toward the Russian Ukrainian war, I think we'll put off discussion of that so that we don't lose sight of some of the other things, ladies, that are on the charts this week. For example, at number 10, March Madness Sports, returning to the countdown list. Been a long time, pretty much since COVID, there hasn't been much sports on the list. But this week, March Madness and Tom Brady.
I know, yeah, Jennifer. It was a big sports week because you've got Tom Brady coming back. You have March Madness starting. Baseball back, finally made a deal. Spring training is underway. So those are all, you know, those are all good things for distractions if we need them from all of this.
Doesn't the Tom Brady announcement feel like it was a year ago?
It does.
Like it just feels
it
like
kind of does, yeah. Very long cycle.
He didn't pick the greatest time to, yeah, in the news cycle. He didn't pick the best, most optimal time to make that announcement, but yeah, it feels
and
like
you think
that
it was lost on the public? Is that what you're suggesting, Victoria?
Well, I think that it was a big moment when it first happened. I remember when I got the TMZ alert or the ESPN alert on my phone, I couldn't believe it. And then it just, everything else in the world, you know, took the oxygen out of the room. Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess March Madness kind of puts more of a focus back on sports.
Well, for Victoria, the daylight savings time conundrum has taken the oxygen out of the room and apparently out of her life, because that's been... Other than Ukraine, that's what's been on her mind all week long. That's number 9 this week on the countdown list, the Daylight Savings Time Bill, which has been approved by members of both parties, apparently, although there was a big kerfluffle because the 9 Trumpsters in the House didn't... Why didn't they support it? I guess that would be the question.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that, but this passed unanimously in the Senate. And so, you know, typically bills start in the House and go to the Senate, but this started in the Senate from Marco Rubio, and Cory Booker co-signed it. I mean, it was a bipartisan effort. It was unanimous.
Right.
So it went through the Senate really quickly. And so now the House was caught off guard, apparently by multiple people, including Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we just didn't know it was going to happen that fast. But then they said
that
they're
in favor. Good job, Nancy, keeping your eye on the ball.
Well, they're focused on Ukraine, and so, yeah. and obviously that is a lot more important
the problem
than
is
me
that
not
she
sleeping.
May- She may bury it, and so the this
that
new
is
bill that
what's making
that Marco
Ru-
yeah that Marco Rubio backed up is supposed to go into effect on November of 2023 if it got speedy passage through the House. But now it's got bipartisan support in the House. It will pass. It will definitely pass the House of Representatives and make its way to Biden's desk. But they don't know when. They've kind of put it on the back burner, which is so weird. If you have something where there's actually bipartisan support and something that people can come together,
it shows you how
ineffective
and out of touch this bunch is with reality.
It just shows how much red tape is involved in everything.
Well,
because Nancy Pelosi
was
saying they have to caucus and they have to do all this and that. And it's like, oh my God.
And it does have to, I mean, it's true. They do have to go to committee and they do, I mean, it does have a process. You could expedite it. They do it all the time, or you could put it on the back burner. But I think that it's kind of interesting. They said that they, you know, they're so busy focusing on Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Okay. Well, we elect you to do multiple things, and I'm pretty sure you're not holding votes every single day, every single minute of your 8-hour
every minute isn't
about Ukraine.
Right, right,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more
get
BS
on it, people. You don't want to hear from me.
All right. Well, hearing from you, though, you're not. You think the bill is wrong-headed because it does the wrong thing. It addresses the problem but doesn't fix
I was in favor of keeping standard time, which sleep experts and, you know, fans of astronomy say, like, you know, we need to be closer to the natural progression of, you know, of the sun and how the planet is, you know, supposed, because, I mean, we made up. Daylight saving time is a man-made thing. So I was in favor of staying close to standard time. However, earlier this week on the DJV show, you did say that you thought it would be fine as long as we stopped changing the clocks. So I'm going to hold you to that. And on November of 2023, and so if it's just the matter of not changing clocks anymore and not having that disruption, if that does solve the problem, then I will tell you that you were right.
It is
a year and a half from now.
We'll all look forward to that a year and a half from now. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the week of March 14th to the 18th. By the way, technology. I suppose this is not a clash. Technology and social media often, at least people who are unschooled in this, put the two of them together like me. When I think of social media, I think of technology, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest tech story this week to come, and we'll have the whole the top five tech stories of the week later in the countdown hour, but the business with Facebook and the hack in Russia, kind of turning things around. Don't you think that's a big story? The two of you, Jay,
sure,
the social media, and Victoria, the tech person on the staff, isn't that? You know,
I think that was really. It's very surprising. And just to bring you guys up to speed of what Doug's referencing, this week I was very surprised to hear Russia admit that their government websites have been hacked to a level that they have never experienced before.
By the good guys!
And we don't know who's doing it, Ukrainians. I suspect that there are probably some anti-Putin Russians involved in this, too. And what they did was the white hat hackers, the good guys. So, and they're not always good guys, but in this case, they're on the right side. And what they did was they hacked a bunch of government websites and altered hotline numbers, like the number that you can call for the Russian emergency services or situations is what they call it. They changed that hotline, and now it's a number for Russian soldiers to call if they want to defect from the army.
Instead of 911, it's Nyet-1-1.
Right. And then they also changed all the top news items on the ministry's homepage to don't believe Russian media. They're lying to you. I mean, this is a real direct hit. And as we know, Russia has the social media aspect. They've canceled Facebook. They've canceled Instagram. They've canceled TikTok. They're not allowing any social media happening at all. And a lot of Russian people are losing their internet connections completely. So.
You've got to figure out what's happening, right? I mean, you have to go, huh, why is everything going in this direction?
Right? You would think.
You're just afraid to see something.
So what do you think, Jay, what do you see in terms of social media trends? Do you follow, we obviously are following what's going on in America, but there are other social media trends in Europe I'm wondering whether the usual stuff that we see on social media, a lot of it anyway, gossip about stars and things that aren't necessarily on the top of mind when it comes to political realities. But lately, I think there's been a lot of social media that has just focused on the Russian situation. Has there not been lot of that?
Yeah, definitely a lot of conversation happening over Russia and Ukraine and everything happening there. How can there not be? Like you guys said earlier, it's taking all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yep. All right, number 6 and number 7. And then, in a manner of speaking, go together to a point. And I'll put the example that I come up with is those people that were arrested in Florida this week involved in human trafficking. 108 people, a child sexual predator, prostitutes, people trying to sell prostitutes, This human trafficking thing has become a huge problem. But this is Disney, right? Wasn't it Disney?
Well, there was employees? Four Disney employees involved.
Yeah, some employees from Disney. A former judge were amongst all of these people. It's so disgusting.
Yeah. 108 people. And the thing that the sheriff said that was really disturbing, and I commend all the law enforcement. They did undercover sting operations. I mean, this was a big operation to take down 108 people at once. But the sheriff said, you know, the sad thing is we can start a brand new sting operation tomorrow and fill all of these slots once again. That's how prevalent it is. And it seems to be, and I just, this is just superficial. I don't have any data to back this up. But it feels like when we hear these trafficking stories, whether if it's not, you know, directly coming from the border situation, it's Florida. It just, if there are so many of these stories that keep coming up, whether it's the Robert Kraft.
We have a lot in California, too, because of the proximity of the border. I think they're probably, you know, a lot of times they come over not only using our southern border, which is a big way, but they also, I mean, for a lot of the Chinese people who've been brought into the country, sex trafficking.
They go to California, right?
And it's all shipping containers. I mean, they pack them full, which is disgusting.
I don't know where they're coming from in Florida, though. That's what it seems.
Well, there are
a
couple of good, there's ports on both sides. St. Petersburg is a huge port. And actually, when you get down to the nitty-gritty south of Palm Beach County in that area that's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami where all the cruise ships come in, there's a ton of places they could be sneaking. And remember, this is how they used to bring the drugs in, low-flying planes that couldn't be detected or radar, all that stuff. And that sort of begs the question as well. You know, this is going after these people, as was suggested by the sheriff. Once you know, the vacuum that's created by these 108 people being arrested fill the next day, it's the same with drug traffickers. When you arrest a drug kingpin or a bunch of lieutenants that are selling drugs or even people on the street, the next day all those slots are filled again. You wonder, what's the point?
You have people, I mean, it's not the same in every state, but I know just speaking in California, especially if they're caught in places like Los Angeles, in many cases, they are either not arrested at all or they're out of jail the same day. You know, you go in for 2 hours. And, I mean, I've heard horror stories about people who police officers just had to let go because they didn't have the evidence, where they knew these women were being groomed for sex trafficking in the backseat of people's cars. I mean, it's...
Horrible.
Pretty disgusting. All right, coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, some of your comments through social media to some of the issues of the week. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here on our overview from the DJV show of the Hot Hits and News Talk Radio.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after now. This is the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program hosts are working through the numbers here. Number four. Well, no, we're not doing that because we've got to do all the comments from social media, Jay, right? So let's get to that and go back to Victoria with her eyeballs in the back of her head as regarding the time change. What are our listeners? I know you did a poll this week on whether to go one way or the other way. So what are listeners saying, first of all, before we get to the poll?
Yeah, some of the comments. Tommy Barnes says, staying on daylight saving time may give that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day year-round, but think about people on the western edges of the time zones. The sun would not rise in those locations in December and January until around 9 a.m. each morning, and then adding, good luck getting kids into the classrooms long before the sun even comes up.
I thought that was a very interesting observation, frankly. And the other interesting observation from our point of view is the radio stations that carry this program and other programs that are AM stations that are what we call daylight stations. Some of those stations wouldn't have any morning drive programming because they wouldn't get on the air until 9 o'clock. So there's something to be said for that. That's an interesting
observation. Well, and also the fact that that's why I was in favor of permanent standard time, so that the sun rises when it's supposed to rise, and in the afternoon in the winter when it's supposed to be dark, it's not fun, but at the same time, like you said, Jay, a lot of people are saying, well, if you're on the western fringe of any time zone, it's just gonna be, the sun rises at 10 a.m. like, that's crazy.
Hello. All right, what else do you have a comment here, Jay?
And that's kind of something that Linda Nelfer added, too. She kind of asked the question, how is remaining in standard time not the obvious choice?
Mm-hmm.
And then John Nielsen added, who cares? Does no one ever travel between time zones within the USA? You have to adjust 2, even 3 hours sometimes. And then added, much ado about nothing.
People, it's interesting because That's what happens to me. Every weekend when I go back and forth to Los Angeles, I'm out 3 hours and back in 3 hours, and sometimes in just 2 days or overnight. It doesn't bother me, but it affects everybody differently. Their circadian rhythms are different, and so you are affected differently by it. So
I kind of feel like when you travel and you have that jet lag or that time difference, you also have
that.
The adrenaline because you're doing different things. You're out of your normal routine. When you're trying to stick with your normal routine, but the time has changed on top of you, and you don't even have the fun to go anywhere, it does make a difference.
All right. The poll that you asked about where should we be, standard time or daylight savings time, where'd you get out of that?
41% say keep it on standard time. 28% say keep it on daylight saving time. 12% want the twice a year time change. And 19%,
And then 19%
do not care where the time lands on, just stop changing it.
Care where you go, just knock it off.
All right, next up, price of gasoline seems to have leveled off, but what are people paying? You've got a pretty good, interesting representation of what people are paying around the country.
Yeah, Susie Ortiz says it went from $4.95 a gallon to $4.89 a gallon in the last week, and that's in Arizona. Tim Palmer said that regular gas went down $4.09 to $3.87, and that's in Lexington, Tennessee. Fiona Nash is in Maui and said that their gas is running about $5.05, and Carol Naylor in Owensboro, Kentucky said $3.77 for a gallon.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go visit the station at Lake Havasu, and I filled up one day at that Chevron station, which is close to the radio station. Isn't it funny how, you know, you can put a pin right on the map when you're getting references from people. Thank you, Susie. More thoughts and more comments and more work here on this week's countdown, the charts for the week. We continue with that in a matter of moments here, 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Pope Francis, speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address, and blessing, continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been confirmed authentic, the incriminating evidence shows how deep candidate Biden and his family was involved in scandalous behavior. A couple of weeks before the 2020 general election, mainstream media and dozens of intelligence agents protecting their guy called it Russia misinformation. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says he confirmed the information to be a smear campaign when he lied to the American people.
That he lies to us. Just watch what has happened. 2 years ago, Schiff stated the emails found from Hunter Biden were all whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's what the head of the intel said. But if you recall, Jonathan Turley has an article written, I believe, in October 2020, after Schiff said this to the American public. And remember, the election's in November. But the director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, said no, that's not the case. That there is no intelligence out there to base it upon what Adam Schiff, as the chair of the Intel Committee, was telling the country.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reminds the American people, Representative Adam Schiff must be held accountable. After meeting privately with fewer than half the members of the Senate, it's time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to testify publicly this week before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Opponents of her confirmation claim her track record shows she's soft on crime and has a tendency in lower courts to dictate law instead of interpreting law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with our thoughts with regard to the talkers' top 10 this week, the issues of the week, the people that people are talking about. We haven't even got to the people. I probably should do that because we'll get, I'm sure, into the Russian thing and Russia and China, and we'll lose the ability to go through that list. So I'll just give it to you now. On the people list, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo, Brittany Griner, I mispronounce that all the time, involved in the Russian mayhem. She's at 7, Trump is 6, Jerome Powell is 5, Xi Jinping is 4, Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty much, again, reflective of what's what and who's who. COVID variants and how there's this new focus on BA2 this week. Is everybody going to have the pants scared off them again by the news media, or what's the scoop? I noticed that the Omicron variant has resulted in five times as many hospitalizations of children, and that seems to be something when you compare it to Delta and some of the other strains. This is info that the Center for Disease Confusion. So what do we make of this?
I would just wonder, like, five times what? Everybody's always looking for the most salacious headline.
Right. Exaggerating everything.
Well, to make everything seem worse and to panic people. So, okay, if the number is five times, what was the original number? Because I haven't heard a lot about kids going to hospitals.
Neither.
I haven't heard a lot about all of that. So if it's five times zero.
Like, all through Omicron, like a lot of, I had friends with little ones who were too young to be vaccinated, and some of them were really sick, not hospitalized, thank God, but really sick with COVID. And, you know, I guess people were just tired of COVID. I understand it. We all have fatigue from it. But there were plenty of doctors on every network saying children's hospitals are full right now. These kids are really sick, and no one listened. And, I mean, I saw that constantly. And Omicron, for whatever reason, it just affected these young kids more than Delta. The five times thing, Jen, to give you, this is children ages 4 and younger, that the findings show that infants younger than 6 months accounted for 44% of all of Omicron hospitalizations. It's pretty high. 63% of hospitalized infants and children during Omicron had no underlying conditions. That was another thing that a lot of the children's hospitals were saying, perfectly healthy kids were now stuck in children's hospitals and they couldn't understand why they were being so affected by it. And then the CDC said that infants under 6 months, which, Doug, your grandson would be considered, you know, in this category, that they have protection from their mothers, the antibodies from the mothers are passed through to the baby. So that was another reason why they were saying if you're breastfeeding and you haven't been vaccinated, you might want to do that because it does pass through to the baby. Yep. But yeah, a lot of sick kids with Omicron. Thank God that's over.
Well, there are a lot of things that we've overcooked this in my mind, and people who've gotten tired of it, the mask mandates, the discussion about whether you should take the pill and how much money the drug company is making. I think that's passé now. There's stuff that's much more important, frankly, that's occupying our thoughts, and I think rightfully rightfully so. Number three, number two, and number one are all kind of tied together on the story list. Number three, the economy, price of gasoline, that sort of thing. Jay, actually, on our social media, the thoughts that were exchanged by folks listening to our programs this week, we want to share some of those with us with regard to the economy. I think that would be, it's telling, actually, what some of these people are saying.
Yeah, we just asked what your opinion on the state of the American economy, and there were a lot of really great comments. Linda Stone feels like these are the worst, it's been the worst since the Carter years.
Mm-hmm. Gas prices in 1978 went through the roof and stayed there until Reagan was elected. That's why he lost the election. And that's why I said what I did earlier. The Democrats follow the trail that they're following at their own peril, frankly, because there could be a lot done to cut the taxes, get rid of the taxes for at least the time being, the federal taxes, the state taxes, and they're not doing it. And the Democrats are the ones that are in the way of it. So anyway, keep going. Who else you got there?
Well, Bonnie Moyers called the whole thing a dumpster fire. Carrie Morgan feels like we're on the verge of a depression, not just a recession, saying that they've been through a few recessions, and this one just feels different. It feels like a full-blown depression on the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be, but it feels that way, and I understand that. It feels that way because we had a global pandemic on top of that created this, and so it's like you had two major things happening at once. People were worried about their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, and then you're looking at, you're unemployed now and you're trying to figure out how to get a PPP loan for your company, or you're trying to get unemployment from your state. It was just so many things happening at once that it does feel a lot bigger than it will, and I think in hindsight. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we're going to get out of it until we stop with the spending. I mean, if we want to keep spending, then we have to figure out where to cut. And the government does not want to ever cut. They always want to get bigger and bigger and more bloated, and people are making money off of things, and so they don't want to shut things down. And I fear, I mean, and I don't like to use the word fear, but I don't know how we can continue to just fire up the laser jet and keep printing money.
You can't.
It's not going to fix anything.
And the way that the, you know, there's no sunsetting of the laws, which is something that was almost mandated around the Carter years when so many things were being passed, so much money was being spent. We're spending so much more money now than ever has been the case. And I don't know if that's personal as well as, you know, on the federal level or the governmental level. I thought the comment that listener Chris Latif, if that's the way he pronounced his name, made, Jay, was pretty interesting. Grandma that reused aluminum foil. I remember my mother used to do that.
Wait, what is the comment? Someone reuses?
Yeah, Chris said some of y'all's grandmas and great grandmas used to save and reuse their aluminum foil, and you are about to find out why.
Yeah,
my grandmother used to do it.
I did. I still do it.
How about don't use aluminum foil because it's not good for your health?
Well, that's not what people are. Thanks for that suggestion.
Well, I'm sure that I don't use it. It's not good for you.
No, it isn't. Well, doesn't the stuff come off when you're cooking it? Doesn't
you're cooking aluminum into your food. It's horrible for you.
It's yummy.
I've heard Dr. Jack Stockwell talk about that a lot. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
So just don't do it.
All right.
You
thank you, Victoria. Yeah, you don't have to save it. The number two story has to do with how the Chinese are playing into this with the Russians. I think a lot of us have been talking about and hearing discussions about how the Chinese are sort of backing down a little bit. Is that a pipe dream, or is there some proof, is there some evidence that China is backing away from supporting Russia, as many thought they were early on? I don't know that
there are a lot of people who are wishful thinking that they're going to back off. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle who believe that China can be the one to end this war because that they can just shut off Vladimir Putin. I just don't think realistically they're going to do that. China doesn't care about human suffering. They care about their bottom line. And, they may not like the idea of a sovereign country being invaded, but they're going to do the same thing with Taiwan. And they've got so much invested in Russia and the United States, for that matter, and most of Europe, that they're going to just sit in the middle on this. I cannot see them trying to get so involved because all of these are their customers, right? We're their customer. Russia's their customer. Right. Everybody's their customer. And I think there are a lot of people out there who think that the Biden administration included, thinking they can put the pressure on China to stop supporting Russia. And I hope they can. I'm rooting for that to be the case.
So isn't Joe Biden speaking with Xi about Russia this weekend?
Yeah, yes.
Supposedly. That'd be an interesting conversation. So what will he say to China? We're going to get you if you back China, if you back Russia.
Well, there's a lot of economic consequences, right? I mean, there's more leverage than I think a lot of people may realize with China. Jen's 100% right. I totally agree. They obviously, look at their track record. They don't care about human life at all. They just don't. Look at what they dismiss the Uyghurs in concentration camps. They don't care. So cleansing, that's their ethnic cleansing, which they've been accused of for years now. It's only recently become, you know, a headline. But what I do believe, though, and this is why I'm a little bit optimistic, financially, China's all about the bottom line. And if there is no upside to supporting Russia and giving them, whether it's, you know, giving them weapons or giving them more loans, you know, Russia, by the skin of their teeth, just made an interest payment of $117 million this week. They've got $2 billion coming up that's going to be called in loans in the beginning of April. There is no upside to bankrolling a country that can't pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really basic accounting. So I just think if this keeps going the way that it is with Russia, and these sanctions are really hitting the Russian economy hard, I can see China kind of maybe just inching away from it.
All right. So let's talk about the rumors that Russians have killed U.S. soldiers. I don't think we have any soldiers in Russia, first of all. But at any rate, the Russians are claiming.
Journalists killed, but I haven't heard of.
There have been Americans killed, an American
Jimmy
journalist.
Hill, is an American
over the
citizen.
Weekend.
What's he,
Jimmy
what
Hill. Well, Jimmy Hill was a citizen who was in a bread line when Russian forces opened up and killed, I think, 10 people, and he was one of them. I think he might have been over there with family, something like that, 67 years old.
Oh, he's the guy who went there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or his partner. Yeah. You're right. Oh, horrible.
All right. Trade relations. The House has passed this bill to end normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. So it passed. Everybody signed off. It was like 424-8. So the only 8 who voted against it were those Trumpers, right, in the House.
What was their reasoning? I don't know if it's the Trumpers. I mean, you can call them Trumpers or Trump supporters, but I don't know that Trump would be in line with this. I think Trump would cut off trade relations. That's very much in his wheelhouse. But their reasoning is that they don't have trust in the Biden administration to cut ties with the other bad forces. So they think that they're ending ties with Russia to go work with Venezuela, to go work with Iran. The reason they think that is because the Biden administration's running back into a deal with Iran, negotiated by Russia, who they say is cutting off. They've even had members of the team who's negotiating this Iran deal walk off, people that work for the Biden administration, because they know how bad this deal is for America. And literally, it releases the sanctions we've put on Russia so that Russia can start making money from Iranian infrastructure. I mean, it makes no sense for the American people. And
no,
I don't understand
everything's
how
so complicated.
They can sell it.
It's so
and that's the thing, is they're banking on people being stupid and out of touch. And I don't
a
know
lot of Ukrainians
what's going on.
From around the world, some 320,000 as of this week, former citizens returning home to Ukraine to help them fight off the Russians. That's a big number. How are they getting back in there? As many people getting out, more people actually leaving.
It's easier to get in than get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trains
yeah.
are empty.
So the
but that's an impressive number. I mean,
it is.
We've known that there's global support for Ukraine, but 320,000 men and women going back, that's incredible. That's yeah. brave.
I think it is, and it says something about those people. I heard the other thing that I heard this week consistently was how corrupt the Ukrainians are, the government there is, and how corrupt all Russian, the Eastern Bloc countries are all just completely corrupt. And one wonders how that's going to play as this thing continues to escalate. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 47 After on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, mostly Victoria Keelan, to go to the top five
You're
items.
For moral support.
Yes, I am. Right. And to give you, well, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as I don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology, counting it down. At number five, there's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad. But.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies, and subscriptions to, which actually, it's a the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So this was a sort of surprise because, as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home. And since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff. But it turns out
one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four, the meta relationship with China, especially regarding, lawmakers want to know what the relationship, I guess, is with China, right?
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly, China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But Russian government websites, and I'm actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the emergency situation ministry in Russia. They took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, "don't believe Russian media, they lie," and "default in Russia is near." So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet.
Amazing.
It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are like the good guys.
The white hat
hackers. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore. And that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
and number
we'll
one
see if it sticks.
Is Facebook
and Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.